Now on Access Utah, a commentary featuring Dennis Hinkamp.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way.
It's a wonder the Easter Bunny can find Easter, because I sure couldn't without a computer or a religious consultation. Easter is the Rubik's Cube of holidays, defying you to solve the puzzle on your own. Yes, it always falls on Sunday, but from year to year, it can be in completely different months. It's a carnival sideshow combination of religion, math, meteorology, and ancient civilizations. To complicate things further, it's a most sacred holiday to some and an egg and candy festival to others. There are magical bunnies that hide multicolored chicken eggs and perhaps more magically allow themselves to be dipped in chocolate and eaten by hungry children. Some people roll hard-boiled eggs down hills for seemingly no particular reason other than to feed the seagulls that mysteriously appear each year. How do the seagulls know when Easter is? Who knows? Sure, Christmas is equally weird, with baby Jesus vying for time with a fat man who flies around the world powered only by reindeer. But at least more reasonable minds have settled on December 25th so that both craven merchants and true believers can make their plans. Easter makes you really work at it. Easter is 20 days earlier this year than it was last year. So how do I know when it's Easter? I'm sure you can Google history yourself, so I will just paraphrase it for you. Easter is the first Sunday after the full moon that occurs after the vernal equinox. The vernal equinox is not a fixed time and date, even though the real definition of the vernal equinox is a precise measurement. It is the time at which the apparent latitude of the sun is 0 degrees. I have no idea what that last sentence means, but I think a vernal equinox is the first day of spring. I also think of vernal Utah. If you mix in the Gregorian calendar, the same band that made chanting popular, and the Julian calendar, made famous by Caesar rather than Julia Childs, and you further complicate things. As you might have guessed, a full moon varies a little depending on where you are in the world. The full moon happens in the middle of the sunny day. Is it really a full moon? If a tree falls in the woods and Ken Burns isn't there to document it, did it really happen? Throw in the international dateline and the difference between ecclesiastical full moons and astronomical full moons, and most people might as well throw a dart at the calendar to figure out when to celebrate Easter. I can narrow it down for you. Basically, what you need to know is that Easter can neither fall earlier than March 22nd nor later than April 25th. Luckily, you can look it up on the internet or just wait for the seagulls to tell you.
Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
This is Dennis Hinkamp for Utah Public Radio. Oh yeah, Easter is April 8th this year.